It seems obscene that we were keen on Adam Shaheen and Ladarius Green. Let's travel back in time and unravel the schemes. Checking out our teams, this is Podly Dreams. JT103, maybe you would see me trading back in Superflex to snag a QB. Got hindsight now to unravel the past. Back to the future because the value moves fast. You could go back to 2015, tell yourself that Mariota's not at all what he seems. Or maybe a couple years ago that Josh Allen punchline really can throw. In the here and now, we'll make the world all right. Help you in the future with the past insight. In the time machine, from here you'll see everything it takes to build a dynasty.
T to the I,
to the M,
to the E,
M, A to the C, H, I, N, E.
T to the I,
to the M,
to the E,
M, A to the C, H, I, N, E.
They're up to 88 miles per hour, and they're ready to go back in time to look at trades so you don't have to. Here are the hosts of the Dynasty Time Machine, Bob Gilchrist and John Bosch.
Welcome in to the Dynasty Time Machine. I'm Bob Gilchrist, and with me, as always, John Bosch. How you doing, John?
Doing all right, Bob. Fun week one. Lots of instant value changing, which is, you know, good and bad. As we've talked about before, you have to can't overreact, can't underreact, just have to perfectly react.
Exactly. And that's why we're going to try, and we say try, to hit you with more shows. And with those shows, we're going to go over players that, you know, either popped or disappointed over the last week. And we will show you some relevant trades over the last 2 weeks with that player. So with that being said, let's jump right into it.
Running back.
All right, so we have 12 team, one quarterback, PPR running backs. Now, I'm going to start with a running back that disappointed. This 27-year-old running back, along with the 2021 11th pick, were traded for Tyreek Hill and a 2022 fourth round pick.
Okay, so somebody gave up a late first and a 27-year-old running back. This was within the last 2 weeks, you said?
Okay. This was just before, this was September 6th.
Okay, so right before kickoff. I'm going to take the Tyreek side. That's pretty easy for me. Tyreek's worth multiple firsts, and I'm not sure that there's really any 27-year-old running back out there worth two firsts to me. So this is pretty easily the Tyreek side. I mean, the 111, that's late. And in single quarterback, we know what that was getting you by the end of the year. You're looking at, you know, maybe Elijah Moore, maybe Michael Carter. Like, the back end of the first became less appealing the further we got. So I'm taking Tyreek pretty easy here.
Okay. And this mystery running back, along with Ryan Fitzpatrick, were traded for Zach Wilson, Laviska Shenault, and a 2022 second round
pick.
Who was the first player? Zach Wilson. Okay. Yep. And it is a one quarterback league.
Yeah, quarterbacks don't matter too much.
We know how you feel about the quarterback in that situation.
Yeah, pretty useless. Although, I would obviously favor Zach Wilson over Ryan Fitzpatrick just because the age gap is, what, like 45 years or something like that?
Close.
Yeah, something like that. I'm... Visca in a second, that feels like, I think Laviska Shenault is probably worth like a late first in single quarterbacks, maybe early second. So like either way, you're kind of getting that, a pick value of a mid first-ish, maybe 107-ish. 27-year-old running back. I'm probably still going to go with LaVisca Chenault in the second. I mean, this time right before the season, I don't mind adding running backs as much. So I might eventually choose the running back, but 27-year-old running back, I don't know who it would be that would be pulling that value. So 27. Is it 27? I have no idea. So I'm still going to go with LaVisca Chenault for now.
Okay. So the mystery running back was traded for David Montgomery and DJ Moore.
Oh my God. I mean, that's 27-year-old that pulled that? Montgomery and DJ Moore. I mean, easily the DJ Moore side. David Montgomery, he's not somebody that I like hate as much as a lot of people. He's an effective running back, and I think he's going to be good for this year. Next year, he's a running back, so why would I even look the next year? Wow, 27-year-old. I mean, DJ Moore, I have him up there. This 27-year-old running back, who could this be? That's a good return. That's way better than LaVisca Chenault in a second. I really have no idea who this could be. I mean, I'm at a complete loss. A 27-year-old running back? Because 27, that's older than, like, Kamara, Zeke. I mean, maybe it's not. Is Zeke 27? You said disappointed this week, which that would definitely be Zeke. If it's Zeke, I would probably...
That might have been too okay, easy because, okay. you did talk that's about true, him a lot. True.
So I'm guessing it's Zeke. I mean, I would still take David Montgomery and DJ Moore over Zeke. I would take Tyreek over Zeke for sure. The LaVisca Chenault in the second, I would probably give that for Zeke. I mean,
it's not Zeke.
Okay. I didn't think he was.
We're looking at Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry. Okay. I mean, I treat him pretty much the same as Zeke. So, same thing. I mean, I would want DJ Moore, David Montgomery. I would want Tyreek. I would probably have given LaVisca Chenault in a second for Derrick Henry. I mean, that's the price. Like, that's actually, you know, he's not cheap still, even though he's an aging running back and we all know what happens to them. Their value goes from valuable to valueless pretty quickly. I don't think he's reached that point yet. So I would still rather the elite wide receivers, which I think Tyreek and DJ Moore both are. Plus you get David Montgomery in that one. That's a huge return. I like that one a lot. LaVisca Chenault, as much as I kind of like him, you know, it's an uncertain situation in Jacksonville. We're not sure what's going to happen there. So I would have kept Derrick Henry in that situation. What are you doing with Derrick Henry, Bob? Before we move on, are you looking to move him or are you looking to add him? What are you doing here?
I'm out on Derrick Henry, especially in a PPR league. The age, the fact that he does not catch balls, really lowers his value for me in the PPR leagues. I would have sided with the Tyreek Hill side. I would have, well, I think that one is a wash, the LaVisca Henry. I mean, if you're contending, you take Henry. If you're not, take LaVisca. But I definitely would have taken the DJ Moore Montgomery side. That is very lopsided. And for the amount that Derrick Henry will, amount of points that Derrick Henry can produce this season, David Montgomery can put up something comparable to offset that. And DJ Moore would be a bonus.
Yep, big time. I don't mind adding Derrick Henry right now. I mean, if you're going for it, he's the kind of piece that you add. You find a manager that has Derrick Henry on a team that is not in the position to continue on with their 2021 campaign, and you offer them a way out of Derrick Henry. Like that's the right move to make right now. And if you are the person that's not going for it this year, you need to get out on Derrick Henry. I mean, it's running backs. That's now is the time to get rid of them. In season, they become extremely valuable to those that are trying to make runs.
Yeah, take advantage of those that panic in your leagues. People started panicking about Zeke last week, and you heard John on last episode of the show, it doesn't matter. Zeke will produce. Go get him. All right, let's go on to a running back that might have outperformed their expectation. This 24-year-old running back was traded for a 2022 second and KJ Hamler.
Okay, I mean, I know KJ Hamler's a bit of a darling right now, but he doesn't really carry a lot of value to me. Giving up a second for a running back that is, let's assume, starting, because otherwise, why would you really want to mention him? I'm probably going to give up a second for a 24-year-old running back. I don't mind giving up seconds at all, especially when I'm adding points to my starting lineup, which presumably I am. I don't know why else I would be adding a 24-year-old running back right now unless I was going to add points. So I'm going to take the running back here.
The mystery running back along with Huntley Caleb. Now, I'm going to be honest, I've never heard of him. Supposedly, he is a running back for the Atlanta Falcons. Sure. We're traded for Darrell Henderson and Baker Mayfield. And once again, this is a one quarterback.
Huh. Okay. That's tough. I mean, if the person was worth a second, I honestly think Darrell Henderson and Baker is probably worth more than that. So the player definitely got more in the second trade than they did in the first trade here. I'm not scared of Darrell Henderson. Whichever way it is. I like him enough for this year. As I've already said, I only assume running backs for this year for just about all running backs. 24-year-old. I'm probably going to go with Darrell Henderson and the Baker side. I don't even in single quarterback, I don't mind adding Baker. Like, I'm probably going to start him a few weeks out of the year unless my quarterback is somebody very good, which is pretty rare for me in a single QB league. If I have a single QB league, Baker is the guy that I have on my roster along with, Ben Roethlisberger and other quarterbacks. It's like, okay, who has the best matchup? Throw that one in because it just doesn't matter because they're quarterbacks and single quarterback. I like Henderson enough, though, that I would swap him for a lot of running backs at this point. Oh, God, is this going to be James Robinson? Is he 24? He's not 24 yet, is he? He's got to be like 20, 22 or 23. Oh, God, is it James Robinson? No. All right, what's the next one, Bob?
All right, this running back, along with a 2022 fourth-round pick.
So kind of the same as Caleb Huntley, or whatever it was.
We're traded for Leonard Fournette, Austin Hooper, and a 2022 second.
Huh. Is Rojo 24? That would be an interesting swap, to swap Rojo and Leonard Fournette, essentially.
That would take two special managers.
Like, hey, I really hate the guy I have, and you hate the guy you have. Let's stop hating our own guy and hate the other. 24-year-old. I mean, I'm not a huge Leonard Fournette fan, so even though he was like the guy in week one, apparently, I'm just not super big on Leonard Fournette. So, man, I mean, if the player was able to, I would much rather Darrell Henderson than Leonard Fournette. Like, that's a huge, I would just much rather him. So I think I'm going to go with the 24-year-old running back this time. I'm just not big on Fournette. He'll probably be okay and usable this year, but I don't even know that he makes it through the season as being somebody I want to start. So I'll gamble on the 24-year-old running back that I have no idea who it is.
I figured you'd have no idea this one. And I have been posting about him. And he's been my off-season darling.
You know I have you muted, so.
I understand. It's Damian Harris.
Damian Harris. You have been posted about him a lot. Oh, okay. So Damian Harris. Yeah, I would definitely have given the second for Damian Harris. Like, that was the right price, and that's fair. Throwing KJ Hamler, fine, whatever. I do want Daryl Henderson over Damian Harris, so I'm good there. Leonard Fournette, Hooper, and a second. I don't know. That one's really close. Because, like, the future second's probably the most valuable piece a year from now. So then it's kind of like, well, how much production is different between Damian Harris and Leonard Fournette this year? Plus, you get a little bump with Hooper. Like, he's not a terrible tight end. He's going to get used. You can probably start him occasionally. And, you know, maybe you start him on the weeks he gets a touchdown. And you have a tight end is so gross, too. I mean, it really just this comes down to who I think is going to have a better year this year, Damian Harris or Leonard Fournette. I think it's Damian Harris. I mean, I actually do think Damian Harris is better than Leonard Fournette this year. You're giving up a second and Hooper to get there. I really don't know. It feels like a pretty fair deal. I could probably go either way on it. I guess if I have to take a stand. I know Bob wants to take a stand for Damian Harris, and he's like, yeah, this is super cheap.
I would smash Damian Harris on all of those. I mean, he was on the field. I think it was 90%
Wait, you
of
would
plays.
Take him over Daryl Henderson? Really?
Yes.
Wow, see, that one's pretty easy for me to take the guy in the Rams offense versus the Patriots offense. The last one's close. I guess I'll jump on board with you and I'll go with Damian Harris. I really don't have a lot of confidence in Leonard Fournette. So that could end up backfiring. They could end up being close. Leonard Fournette could end up beating out Damian Harris production wise this year. But I mean, you're not giving up anything really true, all that great. I don't think you're giving up pieces. And you're getting a guy who could end up being, you know, a decent starting running back the entire season.
I like it.
So you would smash
all right, let's
those.
Move
Man,
on.
You do love yourself a Patriot.
No, I not just the Patriots, you know? I like how it's set up this weekend, watching him play. The amount of looks that he got. It makes a big difference from when Cam was behind center. He's got the goal line opportunities. He has catching abilities. And if Mac keeps dropping back, he's going to produce numbers. I mean, he had a decent week without scoring a touchdown. He had 100 yards.
Did he? That's not bad. I mean, I do like it better than Leonard Fournette. I don't like him better than Daryl Henderson. You're not going to convince me there.
Wide receiver.
And once again, it's 12 team, one quarterback, PPR. This wide receiver, this 26-year-old wide receiver, along with Gabriel Davis, was traded for Mike Evans.
This is probably a Gabe Davis, like, sure, he's great bench stash, guy you probably are never going to start because you're never going to feel great about it. Maybe you could trade him at some point and get, like, maybe he flashes and you get a second. You could probably get a third right now. Not going to tip the scales for me one way or the other. So I'm looking at Mike Evans versus 26-year-old wide receiver. I still like Mike Evans. Like, all he does is put up 1,000-yard seasons. It's a straight-up blind pick. Blind pick for a 26-year-old wide receiver. I'm probably, without knowing who it is, I'm probably going to stick with Mike Evans for now. There's a lot of receivers I would take over Mike Evans. A lot. But without knowing who it is yet, I'm just going to stick with Mike Evans. I'll stick with the known 26-year-old okay. wide receiver.
This 26-year-old wide receiver, along with Rashad Bateman, was traded for Carson Wentz and a 2022 second.
Huh. Okay. I mean, this is single quarterback league?
Yes, it is.
I would give that up for Bateman. So, I'm going to take whatever the mystery side, the mystery receivers. No idea who it is, but I would give that up for Bateman in a single quarterback league. Give up Wentz in a 2022 second? Yeah, I would do that for Bateman real easily. So
I was surprised by that trade, but it was in there. So I thought I'd throw it out to you.
That's an easy one. I don't even have to know who the 26-year-old receiver is. It does not help me establish who the 26-year-old receiver might be. But yeah, I'm taking the Bateman side there real easy.
All right. So the next trade is the mystery wide receiver, along with A.J. Dillon, for Marquise Brown and Brandon Cooks.
Oh, God. I mean, the value of this 26-year-old receiver is, at this point...
It's like, all over the place.
I mean, Brown and Cooks, they're both, again, they're fine guys. You will start them. Like, if you have them, you'll throw them in your starting lineup. But they're not people I like feel the need to really worry about. So
it's not somebody you're trying to go out and get.
I mean, I have them on rosters and like I don't typically start them, but like, you know, if I've got a guy who had, like if OBJ was, you know, he was out like and I went to go fill in. I was like, all right, well, I have Cooks on the bench. I guess I'll just toss him in. Like that's how I feel about Marquise Brown and Cooks. Like I'm not like eager to start them. But they can fill in. So like that's good. They're valuable pieces to have, but they're not to me, they're not anything super special. I'll probably take the 26-year-old mystery receiver because I have no idea who it is. And if at one point they were basically equal to Mike Evans, I like that value. Man, who could this be? Who's 26? Is that like Cooper Kupp age or Robert Woods' age? No, they're older, aren't they? They're like 27, 28. Who's 26? I don't know. Wide receivers, I feel like I know the really young ones and then the ones that are about 30. And then there's a whole bunch of others that are just in the middle somewhere. Anybody between like 24 and 28 is the same age to me. Damn it. I have no idea.
All right. I have... one more for you.
Let's see if I can figure this out on our last one of the day.
The mystery wide receiver, along with... what is that? Why is it moving? Sorry. I'm going to have to edit my own self now. Where did that go? The mystery wide receiver, along with Darrell Henderson, were traded for Leonard Fournette, Michael Pittman, and a 2022 second.
Okay. 26. Was this before week one? Like.
This was before week one.
So we could. Is Amari 26? Are we in that range? We're not in that range, right? Somebody didn't do that.
No, we're not. We're not in Amari Cooper range.
Okay. I'm just kind of lost as to who it could be. think OBJ's older. The Pittsburgh guys, I don't think, fit 26-year-old receivers. Actually, how old is Juju? Is Juju 26?
Juju's like 18, isn't he?
That's why I don't think he's all the way to 26 yet. Like, he's still super.
I'm gonna give you that hint that he is okay. Not. He's 22 or 23.
He's not 22 or 23 anymore. Seriously, no way. No way.
I'm gonna look it up 24. While you're thinking. I think he's 23.
I think he's
still.
24. There's no way Juju's still just 23. Jeez. He's on his second contract. I know he came out at like 20 or something like that, but how old's Juju?
It's loading. Okay. Go ahead. I'll get you.
I still have no idea who this is. This is terrible. I don't care about giving up Fournette at all. Pittman, I do like. I think Pittman's probably valued at about a second. I would probably give a second for Pittman. I might take a second for Pittman in certain places. Because I still like Pittman. In the 2022nd, you know, that is what it is. So, Daryl Henderson, Leonard Fournette. I'm basically just going to cancel them out pretty much and focus on the receivers. I'm probably going to take whoever the receiver, the mystery receiver is. I don't really know who it is, but I'm basing a lot on the fact that it got Evans at the beginning. But then, man, then just was worth nothing because of Rashad Bateman. And basically, then got broken into Marquise Brown and Cooks, which are like, two okay pieces. I mean, those feel like Pittman in the second. Like, the value kind of feels consistent there. I'm still going to take the mystery wide receiver. Who is it, Bob? Ruin my day.
All right. Well, first we'll let you know that Juju is 24.
Yes, I got that one right.
All right. And the mystery wide receiver is Corey Davis.
Okay, Corey Davis. So I would probably still take Mike Evans over Corey Davis, even though he did have a very nice week one and probably will continue to have a decent season. I mean, Corey Davis and Rashad Bateman for Wentz in a second in a single QB league. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
That's crazy. That's a smash to the Corey Davis and Bateman side. That's a smash just to the Bateman side, I think. Corey Davis for Pittman in a second. That feels about right. You know, I would probably want the Corey Davis side. It's a little bit in that, knowing it, because I think we've kind of seen Davis's upside. We may have seen Pittman's upside too, unfortunately. I hope not. I really do like Pittman a decent amount. So I'm probably still going to take the Corey Davis side. Like, he's going to be more productive. I think at some point, if you can't already, I think he could climb to being worth a first. I don't really want to like bank on him, but Corey Davis is a guy that, I mean, I'm starting him with ease. So like, I'm definitely putting him in my lineup over Marquise Brown and Brandon Cooks. Very easily. So from that perspective, I much rather have Corey Davis too. So that's a good one. Corey Davis is not somebody that I've really gone out to get, but he's probably somebody I should try to, because a lot of people that had him, like, they've been sitting around, like, it might be time for them to cash out on him. And I think he's definitely a usable starter, and I don't think he's going anywhere. I don't think he's going to rise in value too much, even if he has a decent season. I think he's probably going to be worth max a single first, which I kind of think that's probably where he is about right now. You know, a later first, maybe. I'm probably, if I'm tanking and going for that 2022 101, I'm not looking to turn that into Corey Davis. But if I'm competing and I think my 2022 pick is going to be late, I'd probably give that for Corey Davis. I might try and get something back with it, but I think he's probably at about his max value, and I don't think he's going to climb too much. But I'm not afraid to give that for him, because I think he'll be fine for the next couple of years. I think it's a worthwhile investment.
Yeah, I mean, I agree pretty much with all of your assessments there. I mean, the Bateman, I'd be trading for Bateman, not for Corey Davis.
Corey Davis is a bonus there,
but. Yeah. Oh, okay. You're going to throw in a free pizza? Yeah. Great.
I don't turn down free stuff.
All right. So let's move on to the Kyle Pitts segment of the show.
All right. The final episode. See you, Bob.
The final part of the show.
I'm not worried.
So, at the end of the show, throughout the season, I am going to try to locate trades that people have made for Kyle Pitts.
This is going
to
be a regular and thing. Run, huh? Okay.
And run it by John and see if I can get him to take the side away from Kyle Pitts.
All right, let's hear it.
All right, so you got Kyle Pitts and Brandon Ayuk for Justin Jefferson and TJ Hockenson.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, I mean, geez, old Pete, that is a deal. I'm probably going to take the, God, you're going to get me on the first one, Bob. Like, Justin Jefferson is just so much better than Ayuk. Like, Justin Jefferson, I have him way higher. Like, way, way higher than Ayuk. Hockenson, I mean, I definitely have Pitts higher than Hockenson. But I don't have a problem with Hockenson. Like, he's in kind of that second tier for me. So the difference between Jefferson and Ayuk is not the same as the difference is Hockenson and Pitts for me. So, I mean, the very first one, I'm not going to take Pitts, unfortunately. Jeez, old Pete's. Bob, come
all
on.
Right.
That's a
we're one
I mean,
one.
That is a that's a massive trade. That's a massive, massive trade.
Yeah, that definitely, I mean, we need to figure out a value on Pitts. And looking at that trade, I said, yeah, that's probably a tipping point there.
I mean, even if Ayuk had done not terrible in week one, like I'm trying not to judge just on that because that was 1 week. I think he will be fine. I don't think he's going to be as bad as he was in week one. He's not going to be as good as he was last year. They've got different people there now. Like, he's not all by himself. So, you know, I'm trying not to judge it just on that. I'm trying to just throw out week one a little bit. But, I mean, Justin Jefferson's just a lot better. And Hockenson's good. Yeah. Hockenson's still good. Like, I mean, I do want Pitts way more than Hockenson, but not by that much. So, yeah, I'll take Justin Jefferson and Hockenson. Fun segment.
All right, how about Kyle Pitts for DK Metcalf and Trey Sermon?
God, he is worth this much? This is nuts.
I'm just reading trades that happened in the last 2 weeks for Kyle Pitts.
Oh, God. I mean, knowing what we know right now about Sermon, I think Sermon's still going to be the lead back in San Francisco at some point this year. I don't know what Shanahan was doing in week one. Like, I don't know if it was sending a message. Maybe Sermon's really not doing as well. Like, it kind of came out of nowhere. So, I'm probably going to take DK Metcalf and Sermon. Like, DK Metcalf I have right up there with Justin Jefferson. Like, why are you making me do this? Like, this is rude. But, I mean, this is what Pitts is. This is how valuable he is. And I'm not just saying this because he had not a great week one. His week one was fine. He had 8 targets still. Like, good Lord. He was tied for the team lead in targets. The team was bad. I don't think that's going to be the situation the entire year. I think he will bounce back. I mean, if it was just DK Metcalf for Pitts straight up, I would take Pitts. But you're getting a rookie running back in a what should be a good offense for him. So, like, I kind of have to let the scales tip that way. I mean, I don't think the difference between DK Metcalf and Pitts is all the way to what Trey Sermon's value could rise to. Granted, Trey Sermon's value could just completely plummet even more. Like, if he actually is inactive again in week two, like, then it's over. Like, I don't even know. His value just goes, it's not over, but his value just goes straight to the floor. And at that point, then I'm like, oh God, I should have kept Pitts. It's probably still an overreaction to judge a running back that quickly, but surely he's not going to be inactive in week two. Like, that would be terrifying if he started out his career with 2 inactives, healthy inactives. So Hopefully Trey Sermon bounces back. I think he will, and I think he ends up leading the 49ers this year. So I'm taking the DK Metcalf and the 2 for 2. You stumped me 2 for 2, Bob. God damn, Pitts is worth so freaking much. Holy moly.
Oh, wait till you hear this one. I got two more.
Oh my gosh, we gotta go.
All right. So we've got Kyle Pitts, Juwan Johnson, Mo Alie-Cox, Quadre Olison, 4, Zach Wilson, Najee Harris, Elijah Moore, and Rondell Moore.
Holy shit. So like Najee and then like the entire back half of is this super flex or is this regular?
It is super flex.
I mean, I don't care about anything else that's on the pit side. Sure, Juwan had 2 touchdowns. Great. Fantastic. Still don't care. So there was Najee Wilson, it was Najee Harris, Zach Wilson, Rondell Moore, and who else?
Elijah
Moore. The Moores. Jeez, oh, Pete's. I mean, this is God. In Superflex, you're getting a quarterback, you're getting a rookie running back, and you're getting 2 very good rookie receivers. I got to go with the side of the 4 rookies. I mean, that's a lot. If it was just 3 of them, like if you're not getting both those receivers, then I'd consider it. But I mean, like what even back when we did rookie drafts, like there were tiers. Like for me, it was, you know, Trevor Lawrence, Trey Lance, Pitts, and Fields. Like they were the tier right there. Then there was Najee Harris, Ja'Marr Chase. So I'm not being take locked, but I'm just trying to think it out like value wise. Zach Wilson was, you know, probably the tier below that with Mac Jones for me and Devonta Smith, I think. And then like the other rookie receivers, like the Moores, they both came in there at the end. But like these are all first round picks. But so Pitts could have gone anywhere from the 101 to 103 for me. But Najee Harris could have been like the 104 for me. Wilson could have been the 106, 107, like. And Moore, both Moores could have been like the 110, 112. So, I mean, just the value right there, that's a lot. That's a lot of rookies. You're going to come out with at least 2 of them are going to be good, most likely. Usually there's a 50% hit rate. I tend to think that you might get at least 3 of these guys to hit. So, I'm going to go with the package, and I hate it. It's probably the right price there. You had to give up a lot to get Pitts, and you still do. So,
this
is a massive overpay. Yeah. It should be an overpay. Maybe it's not, but it should.
I'm going to save the last one and post that on Twitter for everyone to look at. But I'm going to tell you that last trade that we just did, it was a 60-point gap in the calculator.
I mean, that's absurd. That is somebody giving up. Look, folks, I have preached go get Pitts, give whatever it takes. I mean, somebody gave what it took. I don't want to say it was the wrong move. It was a lot. And I mean, there's still a part of me that kind of wants to take the Pitts side because I really do think Pitts becomes the most valuable player in fantasy football this time next year. I really do. I mean, Superflex, I still think Mahomes, obviously, maybe Allen, maybe Kyler. But positional scarcity and age, man. He got 8 targets in week 1. I know people are going to focus on the fact that he didn't score a touchdown and he didn't get as many receptions and yards as people wanted. But dude, 8 targets, you paced it out. you did that math. That's 130-plus targets in a season for a rookie tight end. Like, he doesn't have to convert a lot of them. He can have a 50% conversion rate and come out with what's going to look like a really good stat line at the end of the year. The red zone targeting, that one did concern me a little bit. Like I would have preferred him to get red zone targets. So that one caught my eye a little bit, but I think that'll change. I mean, it was 1 week. Let's see what happens.
I completely agree.
I'm not out on pitch yet.
It's exactly. All right. Well, that's all we have time for today. And for myself and for John, John, you have anything
else? Thanks a lot, Bob. Great trades today.
All right, and we will see you next time on the Dynasty Time Machine.
Back to the future because the value moves fast. You could go back to 2015, tell yourself that Mariota's not at all what he seems. Or maybe a couple years ago that Josh Allen punchline really can throw. In the here and now, we'll make the world all right. Help you in the future with the past insight. In the time machine, from here you'll see everything it takes to build a dynasty. T to the I, to the M, to the E, M, A to the C, H, I, N, E. T to the I, to the M, to the E, M, A to the C, H, I, N, E.
They're up to 88 miles per hour, and they're ready to go back in time to look at trades so you don't have to. Here are the hosts of the Dynasty Time Machine, Bob Gilchrist and John Bosch.